Cameras have come a long way since their inception in the 1800s. In those days, cameras were big heavy boxes that used collodion plates. They had to be placed on sturdy stands in order to take pictures. Taking and developing pictures involved a laborious process that only professionals could perform. With the introduction of photographic film around 1888, cameras became much more portable and easy to use. The Brownie was a popular box model film introduced around 1900 and was very simple and inexpensive to use. The Brownie allowed more people to become their own photographers, and the love affair with the camera has grown ever since. If you go into any camera store today, you will be amazed by the range of cameras available to the average consumer. There are many types of cameras, each offering features that targeted a specific type of user. Cameras come in all sizes, price ranges, and capabilities. In comparing cameras, consider what you will use the camera for and what features you are looking for. Do you want a camera that is very simple to use and gives acceptable snapshots, or do you want one that has all the bells and whistles and produces high-resolution professional shots? You can probably find several cameras that will offer all the features you need at an affordable price. Of the many types of digital cameras today, the camera phone that comes with all smartphones is probably the most used by the average consumer. It is convenient for spur-of-the-moment shots, but the quality is usually not very good. At the other end of the spectrum are digital single-lens reflex cameras, DSLR. DSLR cameras are used by professional photographers to produce high-resolution photographs. They are more versatile than other cameras, but require more skill in their use. Falling between smartphone cameras and DSLRs are compact point-and-shoot cameras and bridge cameras. Bridge cameras are hybrid cameras that are fairly simple to use and smaller than DSLRs but allow advanced options for the more serious amateur photographer. A camera store should offer a full range of cameras, along with all the accessories such as lenses and tripods you might need. If you want something small and portable, take a look at the compact cameras. Some ultra-compacts are as small as a credit card and as thin as 20 millimeters. They are sometimes known as point-and-shoot cameras. They usually require no focusing and have built-in flash and motion stabilizers. For everyday shots of family and friends, a compact camera is an affordable and easy-to-use option. If you want a slightly more sophisticated camera with more options, but don't want to spend a lot of money or have to deal with DSLRs and manual settings, then a bridge camera may be the choice for you. Bridge cameras cost a little more than a compact, but offer the consumer more versatility in the types of photos that can be taken. The picture quality is often superior to those of a compact camera. They often resemble DSLR cameras, but are slightly less bulky and usually less expensive. Most bridge cameras lack the ability to change lenses, but their zoom range is usually acceptable for long-range shots. Some bridge cameras allow a manual focus capability for greater control. There are many other camera options available, such as waterproof cameras, mirrorless or micro four-thirds cameras that you might want to check out at a camera store in your area. Do some comparison shopping online as well. There are many reputable online camera dealers who offer digital cameras to the camera enthusiast, whether novice or pro. Ask for recommendations on the model best suited for your lifestyle and budget.